Welcome or welcome back to the Joy Loving Home podcast. Today, I want to talk about how to reset your home if you have ADHD. And if you clicked on this episode seeing that title and you were like, oh, I want a quick hit or a tip, some sort of hack that is going to sort of help me reset when my life has gotten chaotic, I don't mean to disappoint you, but there are some real reasons that we struggle to reset our lives after it's sort of come off the rails. It does not involve quick fixes. But if you hang with me, stay to the end, I am going to give you some practical steps that you can try. Please, if you have not, listen to the intro because I'm going to make some references to how I describe the differences in our brains versus neurotypical brains that I use as an illustration in the intro. A wise person once said, everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it's stupid. Well, fish, quit trying to climb trees while getting advice from well-intentioned monkeys. It's time to jump in the water and learn how to swim with the current of your life. I'm Joy, a professional organizer, mom of four, and fellow fish brain. If you're looking for a place to get understanding, encouragement, and ideas for your home that actually fit how your brain thinks, then I'm glad you're here. Let's ditch the type A advice and embrace what makes our brains and our homes unique. Together, we can have a joy-loving home. Okay, if you are like me, you love a good reset video. It's those reels that I'll flip through and I'll stop as I see somebody resetting a fridge or other sort of place in the kitchen or a bathroom or a bedroom, and in under a minute with this whole ASMR type sound quality, we get to see this space just reset back to just perfection. And they're very satisfying to watch. They can be disheartening, however, if you are someone who struggles with resets. And this felt like a particularly opportune time for me to talk about a reset because if you haven't noticed, I've been gone for a while. And part of that is typical great stuff happening in the background of my life, but it has been overwhelmingly busy and things have gotten chaotic and they're starting to smooth out. And I feel like it looks like, you know, my house has been through the ringer. And I'm like, oh, okay, how do I get back? Like, how do I claw my way to some sort of reset? So I thought it was a great time to talk about this. But first of all, like, why do we struggle so much with this? And, you know, our ADHD, and there's a myriad of reasons, a lot that includes some executive function. And there's also, however, the very basic concept that if you've never had anything set, it's really hard to reset. And I think you know what I'm talking about here. If you live your life in a sort of chaotic fashion anyway, and you have multiple things in your existence that do not have a home, there is no resetting because when you go to reset a space, you don't know where to put things because things don't have a home. Again, you can't reset something that has never been set. And this great trap of what seems like it should be a quick fix. All I'm trying to do is just sort of get back to where I was. I'm not asking to make it better. I just I want it to be less worse. And you struggle to even figure that out because your brain can't even perceive, how do I get back to this place that wasn't actually where I wanted it in the first place? So instead of this quick hit, you see overhauls. Like, getting the room, for instance, that I'm sitting in right now, set would mean like doing a whole lot of work I had never done to it in the first place. And so that's a real struggle. And the way I want you to kind of lean in and think about this in my whole monkey brain, fish brain illustration, which I'm going to keep rolling with until it's like y'all are sick of it, because it actually is a really good illustration. And I want you to like put yourself in the mind of your monkey brain loved ones, if you live with any, their world is stationary. So if a storm blows through and everything looks like it's out of place and chaotic, all they have to do is start moving things that are stumbling blocks, even if it means throwing it out, getting rid of it, finding a new place for new things that have come into their life, like an after a birthday party or something like that, because some of those things have never had a home. But because they know the homes of everything else around the new things, they can find the new things at home. Or they can go, well, I'm done with these party favors. And unlike us, who has to think of a billion ways to reuse them or get them to the right person or save them for the next kid, even though we know they're never going to be into the same theme or whatever, we overthink where to put everything. And so instead of making progress, we start spinning and then we're in the same space. Where for them, much like a monkey climbing a tree, sticks everywhere, there's things that block the normal way they do things, they just start clearing it out and cleaning it up. And the next thing they know, things look like they were when they were familiar. A stationary world allows you to do that. Now jump in the water with me and let's picture a fish brain's world. In a fish brain's world, everything is a swirl. If you were to put anything down, it would just float away. So you don't know where to reset things to and you're struggling with that. Or let's say it's even a stone and the stone is not going to move and you get the stone back in place, but then you've moved along with the water. Because you live in a brain space that everything is constantly swirling and flowing through your brain at different times and in different ways, so that even on the things that you kind of know where they go, you might not remember. Because how many times have you been like, okay, I'm putting this in a safe place because I have to know where this is. And you put it in a place that seems super logical and there's no way you're going to forget it. And then when it comes to get it, you're like, hey, I put this in this super special place where I know I could not forget it because I knew this was important. And then you stand there and go, where was that space that seemed so important that there was no way I could forget it? Because you're in a different space in your head at that point, and the things don't look the same as to where you would have stored them to for safekeeping. So if you are finding yourself with this really connecting, like, Yes, this is absolutely me. I don't live in a set world, so I can't reset it. Then what are you to do? Like, thanks, Joy. It's great to like understand why my brain is so chaotic and why I can't get it together. But what can I do about it? This is where that whole following the monkey advice can be a struggle. What I want you to remember is, when you're looking at a space and you're like, okay, what if I just get this chaos back to the pre-chaos? The instead of set to reset, what if I chaos to pre-chaos so that it's at least like I stood my ground, like I didn't lose any footing here? How do I get to that place? Well, we can't see that place because that place didn't make any sense either. And so instead of seeing things as quick resets, we're seeing everything as an overhaul. It's not a short, easy fix. Nothing becomes a short, easy fix. But what I want you to lean into instead is to say, okay, progress is progress. If I can't figure out what getting back would seem like, what's a quick step I can do to move forward? Because that's the direction the water's flowing anyway. What can I do to move forward in this space that is driving me crazy and is chaotic, but try and keep it chopped into small bits? So, for instance, I'm sitting in what is now my new office, and from the first day I really spent time on it, I have the desk stuff set up, I have the bookshelves set up, and then I have a table with everything piled on top that I didn't know what to do with. Then there's also another pile in the corner. And then I did a bunch of stuff, and now the desk is messy, two of the tables are messy, and more stuff has been shoved aside and piled onto the table because I had to do some labels with my Cricut, and everything got shoved out of the way. There's just additional chaos. All I can do is I don't really want it back to what it was, because what it was not perfect. I'm not really striving for perfect, but what it was not even fully done anyway. So I'm going to break this into little chunks and go, I'm going to get the desk reset. I'm going to get the filing area reset. I'm going to get the table cleared and figured out. But those are three separate tasks at three separate times. I don't need to do all of them at once. The table in particular would be a way to move forward. It never was set. It was never right. So I'm going to move forward with it. So one of the things is, instead of trying to get back to anything, just move forward. That's step one. Step two is please, 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 please take photos. It is nearly impossible for us to remember befores and afters. You don't have to share them with a soul, but share them for your own brain to see that there are differences, because you won't remember that you did any of the work. Then if you get an area where you're like, hey, I'm really happy, like where my desk was after I set it up the first time, and you can scroll back on your phone in one of the 3,000 photos, that might be not enough of an exaggeration, one of the 10,000 photos. If you can ever scroll back and go, hey, this was the room one of those other times I did a before after. This was an after when it looked really good. Okay, this is going to jog my memory to do the after like this. Or you just have a brand new before after. Don't waste your time scrolling trying to find old stuff. And just say, oh, okay, before the desk was a mess, the surface, and now that part's clear. Win. I just had a win. Then you snapshot the table and all you got done was one corner of it. Still take your after photo so you can see, oh, there's a difference. This one corner has gotten better. So that's the actionable direction to roll in. Just decide. There's no reason to reset. There's no reason to go back. There was never a set. Each time I'm feeling chaotic, instead of trying to grab hold of something that never existed, let me just keep going with the water, keep flowing forward, and say, how do I want this to look? What was my goal here in the first place? And let me just snap one little section of that and decide I'm going to spend 15 minutes on it and just roll with that. And we have been doing this sort of activity as the April challenge in my membership group. And it's been amazing to see the before and afters. We're calling them before and after blitzes this month. And we are taking a photo, we're working 15 minutes, and we're taking another photo. And we are sharing. Sometimes you can see great differences, and sometimes you can see tiny ones. But we have had the sort of accountability of each other, the encouragement of each other, the somewhere to share, like the struggle you're on, who understands what you're going through. And it's been great. And if that sounds like something that's really awesome to you, you may have remembered I mentioned in the 200th episode that the membership group was only going to be open very briefly. Well, then my life did that whole chaotic thing. And I forgot to ever shut the group. And now I also forgot to ever mention it again. I haven't sent an email out to the membership waitlist people. If you are looking for a role model of how to run an online business as an ADHD person, I would say maybe don't look at me. But then I would also say, you know what? I still have ladies in that membership that I adore. We are making progress. I feel like it provides value to those of us that are jumping in and doing this together. And to me, that's success. And I'm thrilled. So maybe you do. Like, look at somebody who isn't doing it perfectly and is not slick and great at marketing and has nobody else supporting them, but who is doing their best to say, I have a service I want to provide, and I'm trying to get it out there to y'all. So if it is something you want to jump in and you're like, hey, I could do this with somebody else who is just as chaotic as me, then jump in and join us. You just go to joylivinghome.com/membership, and there you'll see like a join now button, and $10 a month, cancel anytime, give us a try. We're actually having a lot of fun. And there's still 15 days left in April, or 14 by the time I post this. So you still have plenty of time to jump in the water, swim a little forward with us, and try and tackle some of these spaces that are driving you crazy. All right, until next time, continue to choose joy.